Well, August is here. School will be starting. That means harvest season isn't too far behind. And joining us this week with our Latham High Tech Seeds from the Field interview, we've got Jerry Borders joining us. Jerry, good afternoon, and thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good afternoon, Liz. Another wonderful day in the neighborhood.
It is a wonderful day in the neighborhood and throughout most of Northeast Iowa. Beautiful weather we've had the last couple days. It's going to be hot and sticky today and sounds like most of the rest of the week. But really, our fields are looking fantastic for this time of year.
Absolutely. Everything's been coming along really, really well. We've had optimum growing conditions. Just starting to see a couple of hiccups with the SDS. A little bit of gossip quilt starting to show up, Liz.
Well, I was just going to ask, there seems to be not a lot of it, but maybe in some different areas than we've seen before, it's starting to show up.
Well, with SDS, it's beans were put in early, and if you SDS, sudden death syndrome, is a cold soil-borne organism that attaches to the plant, and it's kind of like a Jekyll and Hyde. It gets started in the spring, but you don't see the symptoms until late July, first part of August. With gosses coming in, it's usually where you have an injury to the plant, whether it was from hail. Lord knows we've had enough thunderstorms and windstorms that cause damage and given that organism a chance to get on the plant.
Well, Jerry, we've normally seen gosses wilt. I mean, it was really described as a Western disease. How is it that's coming more easterly now?
Well, it continues to move east. It has a little different pattern, if you will, than some of the other things that have come east to west. But with our prevailing winds out of the west, it continues, and it's been found as far east as Indiana. It's a disease like any other that will progress.
Well, I would think, Jerry, it would be maybe part of the topic coming up on Friday, August 19th, during the Latham Technology Roadshow. It'll be one of the topics, right?
Absolutely. That'll be one of our topics during what we call the Freedom Ride, which is a field day on two wheels, if you will. But it's also open to everyone, whether they want to come with a truck, they want to come with a classic car. We have field stops set up to where we're going to talk about a lot of different topics at each stop. We'll talk about precision ag. Cover crops are getting to be a really interesting topic and really benefit the soil, and that'll be part of the discussion at one of the stops. And that discussion will be led by Keith Ellis from the Iowa Soybean Association. He's going to build cover crops and water quality. And also, along the ride, we'll be talking about precision ag and its applications as we move forward. And then one of the final stops, as far as informational stops, will be the next generation weed management. And that all has to do with the herbicide resistance that's coming on board, as you know. Roundup Extend soybeans have been approved in China. The only thing we have to wait for is label approval for the herbicide. And then you have other things coming along as far as balanced GT soybeans. And there's also Roundup Enlist, which are Roundup Ready and 2,4-D soybeans. So there's a lot of new technologies coming on board and a great opportunity for growers to experience and get to learn more and be on the front edge of where we're at as far as new technologies coming to the forefront now.
And this is all information that will be talked about during the ride, correct?
Absolutely. And we have a couple fun stops in along the way, too. One of them, we have a grower that has 90 restored tractors that have been restored by him and his family all the way from him being the grandfather down to the grandkids. And then another fun stop that we're going to have, LeClaire Antique Anthology, American Pickers. They started out of LeClaire, and they still have a shop in LeClaire, so that's going to be one of our stops along the way.
What about the RFI training dogs? I hear they're going to be one of the stops this year as well.
Absolutely. The Retrieving Freedom dogs, they train service dogs that work and support soldiers that have PTSD, and they also train dogs that help and support children with autism. So it causes pretty near and dear to my heart. I have a son that went through the military, and I also have a nephew that has autism. I also have one breeding females for Retrieving Freedom. It's amazing what these dogs can do for these guys and for the children that have autism. It's a great cause. They're a nonprofit organization, and that's where, with the Freedom Ride, there is a $25 charge for going on the ride per rider, but that entire $25 is going to be donated to Retrieving Freedom to help defer some of the costs on training these dogs to be service dogs, because it takes about $20,000 from the time we start training them. That's the cost to get a dog out working with either a soldier or with a child with autism. It is so much fun, and it's really neat to see how these dogs change people's lives. Just a wonderful, wonderful service that they provide.
And again, this will all be part of the stop and the ride on August 19th. For any of our listeners that want to be involved in the 2016 Latham Freedom of Independence Ride, you can just go on the website, lathamseeds.com. Check out the information there. And again, just $25 per rider or per participant. If you don't have a motorcycle, you can get in the car, the truck, whatever, and they'll make adjustments for that. But to get in on the ride, get online to lathamseeds.com to get registered. Jerry, before I let you go on this beautiful day, anything else you want to add for our listeners?
Oh, everybody have a good week. Keep scouting your field so that you know what's happening, and we'd love to see you on the Freedom Ride. Great opportunity to see Eastern Iowa, and it's a nice scenic ride, so it'll be a nice day.